time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Mark Allen is here this week. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi,
I am good. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't switch your mic on.
That's
I love
great,
you, Mark.
It's the random draw you've got, Mark.
Yes, maybe. How are you?
Doing well.
And how was the week so far? A lot of people think Wednesday is the time of the week where you're like, listen, I'm just ready for Friday now. Can this week just end?
I think it's everywhere the same. We're all working towards the weekend to get it done. Yes.
True. Very
listen,
true.
We're talking about an interesting thing this week. Mm-hmm. I've read about this new pen, a digital pen from the Moleskine company. And I know we talked about it earlier, but the Moleskine is this very popular, still old handbook, or not a handbook, a notebook.
Notebook, yes.
Yes. And as you write with this pen, it actually makes it digital.
That's so interesting.
And you can have different color pens, so it actually can maybe draw a picture and, you know, make your notes. And as you do it, it becomes digital.
And in a world where we're all about convenience and making things
exactly.
really quickly, I think that's very useful. I'd love to have that.
Yes, and I think it's that sort of link between, you know, that you want to make that you still, some people still want to have that. That just connection with writing.
And that's
how I learned. I just wrote down everything, basically. Tried to write down everything. And now to have it digitally available is so cool. It's a lot better than the old ways of taking a photo or rewriting it down, typing it up or something like that.
I remember first year, I used to take pictures of all the notes on the board, or whenever we saw notes, a lot of people would line up to take pictures of that. So it just reminds me of that as well.
Yes, exactly. And then I think on the app front, we've seen Facebook rolling out this new live streaming or live video feed. And they're very, very, they're really interested in this. And they're very serious about it because they've actually created a special button for it in the app.
Oh, wow. So
yes.
There's a button for it now because
yes.
I know you used to live stream, but there's an actual, I'd love to check this out.
Yes. But do you do live stream?
Well, for specific things, but
okay.
The things that I love to live stream are like American things, and they happen like 2 a.m. and I can't really live stream at them. So it's like, no.
Yeah, so I mean, it's becoming a big thing. There's so many people like Periscope and Twitter and so forth doing, and SnapScan doing live streaming. Facebook is also considering to pay certain people to actually do, you know, continue often, do live streaming often, and
is
make it?
It,
yeah, as part of a sort of a promotional thing.
That's very interesting.
Interesting. And then I think the last one for today is on the topic of apps. Twitter has now made it a lot easier to actually direct message. So
it goes down in the DM.
Exactly.
I don't know if you get the reference. It's a song, Mark.
Sorry.
It's a song. Yes.
So to DM easily,
yeah.
You actually now have a dedicated button again. So they're trying to promote, you know,
DMing people.
Seeing a tweet and then, okay, hang on, let's have a private conversation about it or do a private tweet.
Ooh. So, Twitter, what are you trying to say to us?
I don't know, but it sounds like all of these social platforms want to do the same kind of thing, trying to promote you using it, maybe using it less than a Facebook chat. Posting and chatting at the same time.
Yeah, but also with Twitter as well, you need to be able to, you need to mutually follow each other.
Exactly. That's still the same.
DM you. Oh, okay.
But at least they've now upped the amount of characters you can direct message to 10,000 characters. So you don't have to have a quick
have
direct
a whole
message.
Essay about it.
Either have an essay or have just 140 characters. You know, you want to have a conversation.
Mm.
Sometimes you want to maybe have more.
That's very, very interesting. Mark Allen from the IT Stellenbosch department. So do make sure to check them out. Where can we find you on Twitter?
At IT Stellenuni.
Yeah, can you give us your own personal one as well?
It's at the Mark Allen.
At the Mark Allen.
Yes.
So do make sure to check them out. It was Bits and Bytes.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellenuni.